What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 163, Strong the Iron Will Way. Convenience. Let's talk a little bit about convenience. So when you're me and you are planning to open a business to service people, help them out, one of the concerns is convenience, right? You don't want to open your business in the middle of the fucking woods, 500 miles from people, and expect to be successful, because it is highly inconvenient for people to travel into the middle of the woods to obtain your services. Pretty logical, right? Understandable. One of the things that people look for when deciding on a gym service, and whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a gym, is convenience, right? People need it to be convenient, needs to fit into their lifestyle. I 100% understand that and am down with that to a point. So let me explain. Give you one of my favorite stories from the last couple years. I think it was 2 years ago Thanksgiving, so not this past Thanksgiving, the previous one. The Iron Will Strength was just getting rolling. It was around Thanksgiving, and at the time, I went away for Thanksgiving, about 6 hours away in Syracuse, New York. And at the time, I was still fielding all of the incoming leads and calls that of people that were interested in the gym. Now, John handles that stuff for me, but at the time, it was me. So anytime I would go away, it would never seem to fail that the phone would start ringing, the emails would come in, like as soon as I landed wherever I was going. So sure enough, it's the day before, it might even be Thanksgiving, and I think I probably put up some kind of post around that time, and a guy emailed me about 6 times in an hour. Said, man, I just saw your post about, you know, making the decision to change your life, and I'm ready to change my life. I'm tired of the way I feel and the way that I'm living, and I'm just ready to make a change, and I can tell this is the thing I need to do. I am ready to go. Can you tell me as soon as I can get in? So, you know, it's Thanksgiving, I'm away, so I'm like, all right, but this guy is totally fired up. I can't even wait. I don't even want to let this guy sit for an hour, so I email him back immediately. I literally think it's Thanksgiving Day. I said, buddy, listen, I can tell you're fired up. I am going to make this happen as soon as possible. You know, I'm back in town Monday. Let's meet Monday at, you know, 5 o'clock. So Monday, I look at the schedule, and John is working, and he, right now, I think at the time, it was literally just like 3 of us working there. And I'm not available at 5, but John is, but he's literally finished with his clients before that at like 1 o'clock. I said, dude, can you do me a huge favor and stick around for a couple hours? This guy is really serious. He sounds awesome. He's like highly motivated and wants to get started. Can you stick around and then meet with him at 5? And of course, John being John's like, yeah, man, I got it. So John waits around all day for this dude. So it's 4:55. We're starting to get ready. Got everything set up for this guy. 5:06, he texts me. Hey man, I've been looking around for a few minutes, but there's no parking, so I'm not gonna be able to make it. This motherfucker, right? This guy is ready to change his life. This guy is tired of feeling the way he feels. This guy has had it up to here. This is the last straw. I'm at rock bottom. I'll do anything it takes. And he can't fucking park. What a fucking joke, right? So if you are in a position where you are ready to make a change, you're serious, you'll do whatever you say, you know, you think you're fucking Rocky, and anything I tell you to do, you're going to do because you really want this so bad. You want to be successful, you want to lose weight, you want to get in shape, you want to be healthy, but you're not willing to fucking drive around and find a parking spot or walk 5 minutes. You're not fucking ready. You're not committed. You're kidding yourself. If you want a gym to fucking drop into your neighbor's yard and the best trainer in the state happens to live there and he's got an availability right after work at the perfect time for you and your schedule, that would be great. That's not going to fucking happen. Okay? A lot of the most successful people that I know, athletes, business people, whatever they're successful in, have gone through highly inconvenient scenarios to get there. So if you look at the the world of mixed martial arts. There are fighters who travel literally an hour each way or more to go to their gym of choice, because those kind of gyms for serious fighters are not very common. And when you find a when these guys find a coach, or girls find a coach that they love and they believe in, and they have a team that they trust, they will travel for that. Okay, we're talking about an hour or 2 hours a day in the car. This is the same with powerlifters, bodybuilders. As long as I've known these people, they've been willing to travel really, really far to get to the environment, the atmosphere, the gym that they like. I personally believe now, having been around this longer, that that actually builds champions and builds successful people by the fact that it is inconvenient. Because you know what it does? It separates the men from the boys, as they say. The people who are serious will be okay with being highly inconvenienced to get what they want to get. To be successful is extremely inconvenient. You guys have heard me talk about all this stuff, man. I've moved across the country 2 times already, relocated our entire family, chasing this dream. And I would say now it's coming to life. It's happening, right? Those two things were extremely inconvenient. Like, I can't think of more inconvenient things than those two moves, okay? But it was necessary to find where we needed to be. Beginning life as a trainer, coach, and getting established and building a following, building a reputation, requires training people at 5 o'clock in the morning. That means getting up at 3:45 for most of us. I can't think of anything more inconvenient than that. And our coaches do that every single day, just about. And I'm 48 years old, and I'm finally not doing that every day. But I've done that for 20 years. Terribly inconvenient, right? But just, I accepted that as part of, that's a give and take. You know, I get to do what I love for a living and have a lot of things that, you know, I go to work in sweatpants, and I literally look forward to every day of work. So if there has to be a downside, it's getting up at 3:45. I'm all right with that. But there's going to be one, okay? So I know for a fact that the majority of our clients at Iron Will travel quite far to train here. And some of the most successful ones and the most long-term clients travel the farthest and are the most consistent, right? There are tons of people that live right in the area. And shockingly, I don't know where a lot of those people are, but it seems like most of our people travel. And they travel because they have looked for a long time to find a place that they feel comfortable, a place that brings them energy, positivity, for place that brings them results, for coaches that care about them. Like, there's a whole lot of things that are not very common. So when you find those things, you might have to travel. You might have to go early in the morning. You might have to go late at night. You might have to pay more money than you thought you would pay. There are a lot of things that are going to be inconvenient. You know what's convenient? You know what's convenient? Fast food. Fast food's convenient, right? We all know about that deal. What's inconvenient is going shopping, buying your own healthy food, maybe having to drive, you know, Whole Foods is 20 minutes from me, and a crappy grocery store is 5 minutes from me. It's inconvenient to go to the good store and get the better quality foods. It's inconvenient to prepare them myself and save them and reheat them during the week than it is to drive through McDonald's and get something that tastes very good and is very inexpensive and very fast. That is the epitome of convenient, not the way to go, right? There's a Planet Fitness on every corner, things of that nature. I don't want to talk badly about any other gym. And I have no problem actually with Planet Fitness for what it is and for the people that it serves. It's great and it's convenient. It's on every corner. It's very low cost to join. And that's great. So for people that are seeking convenience, that works well. But for people that are seeking coaching and results, it doesn't seem to work all that well, because most people are seeking something else instead of that or in addition to that, right? So, you know, keep in mind, guys, when you're looking at things that you want to accomplish, and I'm just using, obviously, the gym is just one example of everything. You know, when you want to, you know, maybe you want to go back to get a degree, right? And I don't know, convenient is online, okay? But there's a really awesome program that's an hour from you that would be way better. Well, there's your options, you know. It's logical to want to take the convenient approach, but if you even got that degree, would it serve you the way that it would. Are you trying to just get those letters behind your name, or are you actually trying to learn this craft, this get this education that you want and go forward and be successful? Well, then it's worth driving. And yeah, it's going to suck and there's sacrifices, but then you have to start looking at how to turn negatives into a positive, okay? So this is twofold, okay? This is a twofold podcast here. There is an ability to turn almost every negative into a positive. For example, I drive 20 minutes probably to the gym every day. I actually take the long route because I like it and it's scenic and it brings me joy to know that I'm on it right now. This is my, I drive through this like beautiful road every single day to work and I love it. Now, if I'm running a little late, I can take the highway, but I prefer to take the long road. Now, this is 25 minutes, let's say, each way. Maybe it's 50, call it an hour a day that I spend in the car that I could easily be bummed about, and that's not even a long commute, so it's not a great example. But if it were twice as long, it would be easy to be resentful of this drive and start considering moving the gym or doing something different. But I like my house, I like where I live, I love where the gym is, so I wouldn't want to do that, right? What I would do is say, what's an effective way to use this time? Well, as you guys probably know by now, this is when I record my podcasts. This is when I listen to my podcasts. This is when I just think and turn everything off and just, you know, think about if I have an idea, this is where I let it brew, okay? So I don't ever resent this time. I actually look forward to this time because I'm learning to use it productively, right? So if something that you want to accomplish is seemingly inconvenient, don't let that deter you. I would actually look at that as a positive thing because that must mean, A, it's something that you really want and are willing to sacrifice for, and that's a good test. If you're not willing to inconveniently park, so like I'll give you an example. You know, the at Iron Will, parking's not great. I'm not going to lie. The building is awesome. I love it. I wish we had a huge parking lot that was right out the front door, okay? And there have been times that I've considered trying to relocate and find a place where there's a huge parking lot. But guess what? There's always downsides to that. If I had to do that, to go find somewhere where there's more convenient parking, that's going to require moving a location to somewhere that's more inconvenient, right? It's going to be farther away. So yeah, you'll be able to park right out front door, but you're going to have to drive an extra 20 minutes. So that's a problem, you know? Like I said, yes, it's a minor inconvenience, but if you're really interested in getting results and finding a place that you love and you know that you've been looking for this for 10 years, you could walk, right? So I've had to make the decision to say, hey, I'm going to live with this inconvenient parking situation, and you know, this will prove who's serious, and I know everybody's serious. I don't expect to lose a single person because our parking sucks, okay? Because I think people that come have accepted the fact that this is valuable enough to them to walk a little bit, right? And just to like put the cap on this, to finish up with my story, and you guys have probably heard this too. When the guy that couldn't fucking park didn't want to come change his life because it was a little bit too inconvenient, literally within like the same week, I get an email from our girl Vanessa, who is really interested in starting to do strength, not sure how it's going to work with budget and location and so forth, a lot of possible challenges, but she's really serious. I said, listen, we got you. Let's just don't even overthink it. Again, back to the overthinking thing, guys. Don't overthink it, Vanessa. Just get in here. Come meet with me. Meet with some of the coaches. Let's figure some stuff out. So she comes in. We sit down. It's obviously a good fit for her. She feels like this is what she's been looking for. We start discussing things. And turns out she lives in Portland, which for you guys that aren't here is probably, you know, 20 minutes by car. But she doesn't have a car. She bikes everywhere. It's also wintertime. Long story short, she decides she's still gonna come. She's still gonna fucking do it. So she starts riding her bike from Portland to Westbrook in the middle of winter, in the snow, in the ice, because she is a savage. She is committed. She is not gonna let anything stop her from doing what she wants to do. Well, guess what? That was what, a year and a half ago, maybe? And she's still coming. And she's competed in a powerlifting contest. And she's achieving her goals. And she's feeling great. And she's kicking ass. And you know why she's doing all that? Because she didn't let, you know, inconvenience stop her. I mean, how easy would it have been for her to say, found this awesome gym and this great coaches, but it's just too far. I don't have a car and I can't ride my bike 20, you know, however many miles in the snow. So I'll just go in the summertime. You know, no, that's not how it works. Talk to anybody that has accomplished anything great, and they have done it through major inconvenience. It almost never just laid out perfectly in their lap. And I have to believe that part of that is like the universe's way of testing you. You know, if there's something that you really want and it's inconvenient, you know, think about if you really want it. You know, do you actually really want it? Do you really want it enough to like deal with that inconvenience? And if you do, and if you're willing to like figure it out and keep going, well then, hell, that's awesome, because that means you're committed to it and you're going to be willing to like push through all the other inconveniences associated with it, right? Because, you know, let's be honest, like, you think about, I remember back when I was bodybuilding, I would drive an hour plus to go see my coach and get advice. Now, that was not inconvenient. There was 50 gyms nearby me, but none of them had the coach that I needed to have help me. So I took that long drive, but it gave me time to think about what I was doing and, you know, really just take some personal time. So I used to embrace that time as well and take my, you know, the feedback he gave me, I would absorb that on the way home. And so any inconvenience you have in the beginning, like, you know, again, let's say it's the, you know, the martial arts instructor that I'm seeking is an hour away. That's going to be inconvenient, but there's going to be 1,000 other inconveniences along this journey too, right? I'm going to need to practice, and that's going to take time. That's going to be inconvenient because I have kids and I have a wife and I have a job and I have to find time to do it. So that means I'm going to have to like carve out something. I mean, there's going to be layer upon layer of inconveniences in my journey to success. So the better I get at accepting those and just rolling with them and overcoming them and taking them as part of the journey, the more likely I am to be successful. If I'm gonna not even start on my journey to success in whatever because of the potential inconveniences and pitfalls, that is a sign to me that I am not ready to be successful at given endeavor. I don't want it bad enough. I don't want it that bad if the littlest thing throws me off track. You guys have heard me talk about, you know, I learned to play hockey when I was like 13, 14, 15 years old. That is very, very late for people playing that sport. Most kids learn it about, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. But I wanted it so bad. I discovered this sport late in life. I wanted at that time nothing more than to learn how to play and be good. The closest rink was probably 45 minutes away, and my dad used to have to drive me up and back there every time I wanted to skate, every time there was practice, every time there was clinics. And he had to fucking stand there and drink crappy coffee at a machine and watch me, just practice and practice and practice. Well, I those are some of the fondest memories I have of having to get up so early. And maybe they aren't so fond for him. But, you know, that struggle to like, to accomplish that is one of my most fond memories. You know, I competed for the first time. The two first years I competed, I lived with 10 other guys in college apartments. You want to talk about inconvenient? These guys are eating pizza and drinking beer every single night, staying up late. I'm trying to eat clean, work out, and go to bed on time. Highly inconvenient. I could have easily said, I'm going to wait till next year when I move out and I live with my parents or I live on my own and I have a good, you know, easy schedule to train and eat. I was still finishing college and working, also inconvenient. But you know what? In the 10 years that I competed, that's my most fond memory, is that second year that I competed, overcoming all that shit and being successful. Like, seriously, way more rewarding than 5 years later when I lived with my parents or lived on my own and everything was much more simple. So, moral of the story, guys, do not allow small degrees of inconvenience to alter your plans to be successful. If you have to walk, if you have to drive really far, if you have to go at a weird time, if you have to pay more money than you thought, any of those things, and I'm not just talking gyms, I'm talking about everything, except that that's how it works, man. You're not gonna find a perfectly convenient fucking solution to your problem. That's highly unlikely. So if you could spend 20 fucking years waiting for that perfect thing to drop in your lap, it's not gonna happen. Find the perfect solution that might be inconvenient and fucking do it. You guys have a great day.